Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, hello. Jill is on summer vacay, everyone. So it's just me, Carlene, here flying solo. I'm your friendly beauty editor turned podcaster. And guess what? It's back to school time. So many of us might be out there buying new fits for that first week of college. Or like my daughter, maybe you just went out there and got the wolf cut for that junior high hallway runway walk. For others, perhaps there's a skin struggle underway and some stress around that. I know for my tween, acne came really early. I remember spotting her first whitehead when she was just 9 years old. And sure enough, it was the first sign that puberty was definitely on the horizon. 2 years later, I can say it's been full on in the past year, like an explosion. And that felt really early to me, but I remember speaking to Dr. Dendy Engelman. She's a board-certified dermatologist in New York City, about this back then. And she agreed, puberty is starting earlier and earlier. In fact, she said that since she first graduated from med school, she's noticed that children are coming in 2 years earlier on average than they were when she first started just a decade ago. So not sure what's going on out there, but it seems to be happening. Anecdotally, that's what everyone's saying. And that's what I've been seeing. And I was like, okay, what do you do? What should I use? Because, you know, I don't want to be using something that's going to cause that baby skin to turn bright red either. Like you go from using nothing to I don't know what. So that's the topic that we're going to be tackling today. Baby's first skincare routine. And by baby, I mean tweens and teens, because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? So joining us today is LA-based celebrity facialist Shani Darden, whose client friends include Jessica Alba, Molly Sims, and Shay Mitchell. And I wanted to invite Shani back on our show. If you like this episode, jump into our archives for episode 90, when she talked to us about the three facial treatments guaranteed to transform your skin. Because Shani has two tween daughters of her own, who she features a lot on her Instagram doing their skincare routines. It's very sweet. So I figured who better to school us on the new skincare basics for the youngs than Shani herself. And honestly, there are so many teen skincare lines emerging. I think even more so because of the popularity on TikTok. Of course, Skincare by Hyram just launched his line with the Inky List. Bubble skincare is a cute one that my daughters tried. They've got like this detoxifying clay mask that comes in a round baby blue sphere. It's really cute. And a favorite in our house is the Pixie Beauty Clarity Cleanser with salicylic, glycolic, and lactic acid. It's awesome. It's clarifying, but also really hydrating. I honestly do notice a difference in those fine bumps and blackheads when she uses it consistently, which is key. And I know Dr. Dendy recommended Differin 2 times a week if her acne gets really bad, which it hasn't, thank goodness. That's an over-the-counter form of the retinoid adapalene, which is slightly less irritating than, you know, like a traditional retinoid. You can speak to a derm to find out if that's right for you or the teen in your life. So let's get into our chat with one of our favorite facialists. Shani is going to tell us about the 3 steps she recommends for teen skin, including some affordable skincare options that work. The number one thing she recommends trying, if the teen in your life has deeper cystic acne, the preferred spot treatment she uses on her own kids, which is, hint, hint, not benzoyl peroxide. And finally, how to prep for back to school maskne. Welcome, Shani.
A quick pause to share a word from our show partner, PayPal. I'm thrilled to be partnering with PayPal today. And the reason is that Carlene and I actually use this service every single week to keep our podcast business running. It's always reliable when we have to transfer or receive funds from collaborators or vendors who are in various cities all over the world. We know that PayPal is always keeping our monies secure. So PayPal has another exciting innovation that's going to be a game changer, especially for our listeners who love an IRL drugstore beauty find. And the breaking news is that PayPal QR code payments are now accepted at CVS stores nationwide. And like I mentioned, we've used PayPal for years for our online purchases, and I love that you can now use it in stores and get the same security. Plus, they're offering $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more. Because let's face it, every time I step into a CVS, yes, I'm getting those essentials like moisturizer and toothpaste. Inevitably, there's like ice cream and popcorn in my cart too. And I mean, I might as well get rewarded if I'm indulging. Am I right? And I'm a big fan of touch-free payments. It's a new habit of mine during the pandemic. Like, why open my wallet when my phone is already in my hand? So when you pay at CVS using a QR code, it's just a few taps in the app and you're done. And it works with a cashier or at the self-checkout. So to get $10 cash back on your first transaction of $20 or more, just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. That's $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more with the PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how to earn that $10 cash back, go to paypal.com/beauty. Once again, that's paypal.com/beauty. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to our chat with Shani.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday. So see you then.
Welcome, Shani. I know you have 2 daughters under 13 yourself, so you can definitely relate to this topic. My very first skincare routine. I have a daughter who's 11. And I'm curious at what age you got them started on a regular daily skincare regimen. Because I know with myself, it's like anything beyond toothbrushing is, it's hard to get them to do, you know?
It's impossible to get them to do. But I think for me, I know. I mean, I started my kids really young. So I just pressured them. And I mean, they have me as their mom. So that's also pressure. So my oldest is really all about a routine. She's very good at her routine.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen on Instagram. She's awesome. And I was inspired. That's why I was like, I have to talk to Shani about this.
Yeah. My 8-year-old, it's much more difficult, but 12-year-old is on it.
And do kids have different skin types at this stage? Or like, cause we're going to get into a good skincare routine. Do we need to think about that, or is it generally kind of reasonably the same at that age?
No, I think there's all different skin types. They can have dry skin, normal skin, oily skin. It just depends on the child. But yeah, with teens especially, they tend to be a little bit more sensitive. So that's probably the only difference. Most kids tend to go on the sensitive side. So you can't use a lot of, you know, crazy products on them.
Yeah.
A lot of actives. You have to use everything needs to be pretty gentle.
And I'm curious how many steps, you know, that we're obviously not going to put them straight onto the 10-step skincare routine. So, you know, it used to be back in my day, it was like cleanse, tone, moisturize. Yeah. Do these rules still apply? Or like, what would be the modern day version that you would recommend?
I keep it really simple. So my daughter in the morning will cleanse and sunscreen. And then at night she cleanses, she uses an acne treatment and then a moisturizer. So really basic, like I haven't gotten them into like a vitamin C serum. Otherwise, they're just not going to do it. It's not necessary. Just as long as they're treating it and taking care of their skin and making sure they're wearing sunscreen for sure. Less is more.
Yeah. No, I think I can totally relate to that. Like I said, the simpler, the better. And you mentioned a nighttime routine. Do they even need to cleanse in the morning?
Yes, you need to cleanse morning and night. The only people that I feel like do not need to necessarily cleanse in the morning or at least use like a milky cleanser is somebody with truly dry skin and no pores. And I don't see a lot of those people, people with no pores. It's really important. You want to cleanse in the morning because, you know, oils that you're producing at night on your skin, that can lead to breakouts. So definitely morning and night, just a gentle cleanser so you don't strip your skin.
Right, right. And I would think at that young age, they generally would probably have more sebum, right? They're not going to be so dried out yet.
Yeah.
And do you remember what that first cleanser was that you had your daughter first using? Is it the same one that they use now or no?
The first cleanser that I had my kids use was by Garnier. It was the sulfate-free cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first cleanser that I had them use. I don't think I had a cleanser at that time. So that was the first one.
And now they use yours?
Yes.
Of course. And what about moisturizing? You know, does a teen or a preteen even need to moisturize?
Yeah, for sure. It's a good thing to get them on a schedule where they're moisturizing at night and just using a moisturizer that's right for their skin type.
Yeah.
My daughter, because she has been breaking out, she's not anymore, but she uses my moisturizer because it's oil-free, non-comedogenic, so it won't clog your pores. So it's perfect for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so it's still important. That's good to know. And my daughter as well, like about a year ago, she's 11 and she started hitting puberty. And, you know, I noticed she started getting those tiny, I don't even know if you'd call them zits, but like those little bumps in the T-zone.
Yeah.
You know, on her nose, I could start seeing blackheads. I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess to your point about earlier, you said how their skin is quite sensitive. I mean, as a parent, you're just like, what can I put on this that is safe, like, and like age appropriate?
Yeah.
And how often to apply it. So maybe you could tell us about like some of the ingredients and how to know that it's not going to be too strong.
Well, I mean, there's so many different products out there that you can use, and it depends whether or not they need a prescription. But there's so many different actives that you can use. Glycolic, salicylic is great. It just depends on the product that you're using. So it's kind of, I mean, it's a hard thing to definitely figure out on your own, but you do want to go on the gentler side. I used to work for a dermatologist, and I worked on kids all the time, and the majority of those kids were on a prescription strength, either retinol or some sort of prescription to help with their acne. And they were on it starting at a pretty young age, but they were also breaking out really badly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like with my daughter, it's just like those fine bumps and the blackheads. So is that just congestion?
Yeah. Really? And a lot of times it can just be from sweat, can be from hormones. It just depends. But yeah, using something that can help break that down is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
There are also, I think, something really easy for kids to use, teens to use. Dr. Dennis Gross has these alpha beta peel pads that I always talk about, and I love them. And they have them in gentle as well as the original and then extra strength. And I think they're so great and easy for teens that are breaking out.
I want to introduce you to one of our new show partners, Fleur and B. So Fleur and B is a new skincare discovery for me. And if I had to describe it, I would say it's like combining the best of apothecary style natural skincare with budget-friendly prices. So the whole range, it's housed in these gorgeous brown apothecary style bottles. So it looks really premium and epic on your top shelf, but nothing costs more than $30. So basically you get premium natural skincare for half the price that you'd pay elsewhere. And they even offer free shipping with every order. The whole range is free from GMOs, gluten, phthalates, parabens, and their products are Leaping Bunny certified and sustainably produced. So my Fleur and B package is en route to me right now, and I'm most intrigued to try their best-selling eye cream. It's called Eyes Eyes Baby. And when I was researching the line, right away I noticed they have a lot of buzzy ingredients in the eye cream that we know are great for illuminating the eyes and minimizing puffiness and wrinkles and dark circles. So it's got glycerin and squalane, caffeine, niacinamide, to name a few. And it only costs about $20. And if you're not sure where to start, they actually offer a virtual consultation hub on their website, fleurandb.com. So you can book a 15-minute video skincare consultation and you'll get those personalized product recommendations and tips. Another perk is that they donate 1% of all sales to Days for Girls, which provides menstrual care and education to girls in need. To check out their line of natural skincare products, just head to fleurandb.com. That's spelled FLEURANDBEE.com. And to sweeten the deal, you can use our code BREAKING to get 15% off. Once again, just head to fleurandb.com. That's spelled FLEURANDBEE.com to place your order now. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest.
So that's great. Exfoliating acids are okay for tweens and teens. Got to find a gentle one. Are there any other routine tips or like rules or hacks, not even necessarily related to products, that you know, that you would recommend?
I think it's just important to get them on a good routine. And like I said, morning, keep it really simple, cleanse, sunscreen, a sunscreen moisturizer in one, and then the night, cleanse, an acne treatment if needed, and moisturizer. I do know a lot of teens seem to love the cleansing brushes. There's one I love, the Opus. It's really great, easy to clean, and it helps a lot if you're breaking out as well. Mm-hmm. I know kids love a little device like that. Makes it easy to cleanse, makes it more fun.
Yeah.
So I would say that's another thing that's really great.
Okay, that's a great recommendation because I didn't really know where to go after the Clarisonic RIP.
Yeah,
you know?
It's this brush right here, and so easy to clean. You just wipe it off. You can use an alcohol pad or just with a cleanser, but I just think it works well and it makes it fun for them to cleanse their skin.
Great. And what about these other novelty items you see directed at this age group? Like I remember, you know, pore clearing strips and you see those on TikTok. My God, it looks like they're ripping your face off.
Those are all, they're so silly that people actually think that they would pull out blackheads. It would be like a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically just exfoliating the top layer of your skin. I mean, that's as much as it really does. So there's no miracle for blackheads. I wish there was a miracle, though.
Okay. Okay. So there's no version of like the Biore strips that you'd recommend?
No, you're just really just taking off that top layer of skin. So sure, it's like exfoliating, I guess, but it's definitely not pulling out blackheads. Like, because that would be a miracle. That's,
yeah. Is it doing damage?
I'm sure it's not doing damage unless you really ripped off your skin. I haven't used one in so long, but I know people are forever obsessed.
Yeah. And what about other types of masks? Like, you know, there's mud masks, there's charcoal and clay just like exploded last year. Of course, there's sheet masks. Like maybe you could give a rundown of what would be best for what type of teen complexion. What would you recommend?
I love sulfur. There's a sulfur mask that I absolutely love from Control Correctives. It's affordable and awesome. It helps to calm the skin, helps with inflammation, and you can also use it as a spot treatment. I also really love Honest has a mud mask, and I wish I could remember the name of it. It's like a charcoal mud mask, and my kids use that a lot.
Okay.
Love that. And then if you needed something for hydration, Garnier has the best sheet masks. And they're so affordable, super hydrating, and they have so many of them. And those are really great, super easy.
Yeah. And how much masking is too much? Like, do you just stick to like a masking Sundays at home? Or
yeah, like once a week. You don't need more. Unless you're breaking out. If you're breaking out, using a sulfur mask throughout the week will help a lot. But otherwise, once a week is, you don't need more than once a week.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, if you've had this issue before or seen with your clients, how do you get a teen to not pick, whether it's acne or mosquito bites? My daughter picks her mosquito bites. I'm like, girl, you don't want to be doing that.
You know what? I think the best thing is to put, it's either one of the little acne patches or using sulfur on the spot. So I have the sulfur mask that I use it as a spot treatment. So if it's covered, you're not going to touch it.
Right.
So I would do that. And Zitstica, they have great acne patches. You put that on and then you don't mess with it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've got to get her those.
Yeah.
Are there any drugstore brands? Like, I just remember back in my day, it was all about Neutrogena and Biore and St. Ives. And like, I'm just not sure how they stand up today. Are there any affordable classics?
I love Garnier. I really do. I think that it's a great brand.
Yeah. I really like their micellar cleanser.
Yes, that's my favorite. I use it every single day.
Yeah. Do you use it in the morning? That's when I like to use it.
I use it at night to remove my makeup before I cleanse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. And we recently did an episode all about adult acne. We talked about cystic acne and hormonal acne, which I'm sure you get these questions a lot. You know, if someone came to you with a real acne situation, so beyond what I talked about, just like the first congestion you start to see when they're maybe around 10, what would your number one piece of advice be?
Make sure you're not eating dairy at all.
Mm.
Take that out of your diet. And that usually helps so much.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my biggest piece of advice. And, you know, for someone that's breaking out really badly, seeing a dermatologist is so important and not waiting. When I worked for Dr. Benitez, I worked for her for years, and I would see kids that were so broken out that it would make me want to cry because I knew just how badly they had scarred their skin. And it's just, you want to take care of that as soon as you can. And I know that that's also so hard as far, you know, not everyone has the money, but, you know, the scarring is really hard to reverse.
Right, right. Because then you have to spend more money on lasers and all that. And even then it's not going to go back.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
All the way. Yeah. Yeah. And when is a good time to take your teen to a facialist instead of a derm? How is the approach and advice different?
I would say as soon as they need it, that would be the best advice that I would give, is when they need it. I wouldn't say it's necessary other than that. I see about 5 teenagers that come in, but they're all breaking out. So I think it is important, if they're breaking out, that they should definitely get a facial.
Now, summer is almost over and it's time to go back to school. Do you have any tips for children's maskne for areas where they do need to wear a mask? You know, my 7-year-old started getting really rashy toward the end of last year. I don't even know if it was acne per se. It was more like dermatitis or something.
Yeah. So it's really important if you cannot wear makeup under the mask. That definitely causes mm-hmm. congestion. I would even say if they're breaking out, maybe not even to use a moisturizer under the mask at all. And when you take the mask off, clean your skin. Even using a micellar water is easy, but you just want to keep that area clean, especially if you're in the mask all day long sweating. That's why I think avoiding moisturizer there is the best way to go, or an oil-free moisturizer or oil-free sunscreen.
Yeah, that's a good idea, the micellar cleanser,
because
I feel like I can just see my son running in the door and, you know, it's hard enough to get him to stop and wash his hands.
Yeah.
So I could just like swipe that over.
Exactly. You
know, swipe with a cup and be like, whoop, and we're done.
Yep.
Okay, that's a great suggestion. And are there certain types of masks that you've noticed are better than others?
You know, right now I feel like everyone's kind of back in the like the N95. And I like that because it's not on your face. You've kind of got some room in there.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I mean, silk masks are really great, but I would also mm-hmm. say that's not something that probably is the most protective right now. So anything that's not like suffocating your face, I think is the best.
Yeah. I love the satin ones because I feel like I can just breathe a little better, right?
Same.
Yeah. I think right now, I think I'm using the one from Slip.
Oh.
You know the brand Slip?
Yep.
I think they make the like the eye covers. They have a mask.
Oh, I have to try that.
Yeah, I've been wearing that one a lot. And so the big question, will your girls be wearing sunscreen through the fall, right into winter?
Yes.
And if so, how do you convince them? Do you bribe them with V-Bucks or what do you do?
I just harass them. They know. And I also will say things like, you're going to get old really fast. Like I definitely threaten my kids. And it works.
Yeah.
Like I have to. I kind of chase them around. I have a sunscreen right by the door. So when they're leaving, I'll ask them 27 million times if they've used their sunscreen.
Yeah.
So they're kind of into it.
Right. And so which one? What's your go-to?
You know, I love Supergoop. I also love, there's a sunscreen by Control Correctives. It's their oil-free SPF. Mm-hmm. I love that too. I also love a stick,
yeah.
a sunscreen stick, although it does leave that like white film. But I use that a lot for both of them just because it's easier. I use one by Supergoop. Aveeno has a great one. I use that a lot as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And which Supergoop do you like to use on them for every day? Do you know?
I've been using the stick. They both like it better because it's easy to use.
Hmm.
So that's my...
Okay.
Also, Garnier has really great sunscreens now. All-in-one sunscreen and very affordable. I feel like with teens, you want affordable.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, I love the videos you guys have been doing. And I love the one you did with Jessica Alba where it was like both daughters demoing. I need to show that to my daughter to like inspire her. And I need her help on social media, let's be honest. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. Like that cherry bomb, like that cherry bomb.